The following podcast is a part of RadioMisfits.com.
Welcome to Misfits Making It. We're oddballs and we're doing cool stuff. I'm your host, Lauren Lojudice. This is the podcast version of the comedy shows I host around New York City and the road, the Misfit Variety Show, and all the shows at the Misfit Comedy Space down in Little Italy, the Capiche Club. Come visit us! This is the Misfit Melodrama episode. We're going to share audience-submitted stories and then riff on them. Remember, we are riffing more on ourselves than anyone else. If you would like to submit a story, you can do so by leaving a message at 646-WANG-0X1. That's 646-WANG-0X1. Or you could just go to the podcast page on laurenlogi.com. That's laurenlogi.com. Click listen, then podcast, and then you can leave it right there. And my co-host for these Misfit Melodrama episodes is Carmela Ravoli, your auntie from Boca Raton, Florida. Thanks for having me. I'm very entertaining, so I'm necessary for things. Okay, so for the next two episodes, we are welcoming the improv troupe Bad Medicine. They are the premier sketch comedy troupe in Washington, D.C. They perform at the D.C. Improv and all over the place. They are fan-freaking-tastic. Super fun. So fun, we had to divide it in two so we can maximize the fun on the podcast. So you can see them performing at the Misfit Variety Show on September 30th in Washington, D.C. Now, if you're listening to this after September 30th, well, you know, you never know. We might just be back, so make sure to follow both of us and figure out when we will be joining forces again. Before we go into the Misfit Melodrama, quick reminder to support the podcast. A few things you can do. You can rate and review. Listen, Misfits trust other Misfits to know what's good. So give us some proof of that. Rate and review. You can also sign up at laurenlogi.com or you can sponsor a podcast. Yes, we are making it accessible for individuals to gift each other podcast episodes or to just have a podcast. Be in your honor, your own honor. You can sponsor it. We will make it fun. Go to laurenlogi.com, click on Listen Podcast and contact us there to figure it out. And contact us there to make it happen. All right, let's get into Misfit Melodrama with Bad Medicine. Welcome to Misfit Melodrama. I have two very important people here. They are Bethany and Elizabeth from Bad Medicine Comedy in Washington, D.C. Bethany, Elizabeth, tell us about yourselves.
Well, I'm Bethany. I'm a part of Bad Medicine with my super good buddy, Elizabeth, here. I've been in the group for about, I don't even know, like 5 years? I can't really remember. But I perform, and I've just started writing sketch, and I'm helping direct our show on September 26th. At the DC Improv, so it's a very exciting time.
Very exciting. And then you'll be hot off that to get to Misfit Variety Show on September 30th in DC, so that's really exciting.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, cool. And Elizabeth?
I am Elizabeth Kemp. I am the founding member of Bad Medicine. I am one of our directors, actors, producers, the whole bit. Yeah, let's talk about weird family stuff.
Weird family stuff, okay. And you know, people listening, don't get alarmed. This how this turns out is that you tell us your crazy family stuff and it ends up we tell you more than you tell us. And we, in fact, probably have crazier family stuff than you. So no shame. There's no shame here. There's no shaming. It's all good. Yeah. I don't know. Carmela Ravoli is going to come meet you here. Hello. Good to see you all. Hello, Bethany, Elizabeth. Nice to see you in Washington, D.C. I've never been. I just... to D.C. I just drive through on the way to Boca Raton from Brooklyn. Okay. All right. So here we go. The question, this is from Collected at a Show. All right. So what's the craziest or most unforgettable family experience you've ever had? And the answer is, I discovered after 75 years who I thought was my father was not my biological father.
Wow.
Sorry, after 75 years?
75.
Whoa.
Wow. How do you even find that out? Like, who's alive still who would also know that information and who would have told you?
Oh, Ancestry.com. That's where it's at.
Oh.
Oh. I thought maybe they were, like, unpacking an attic and they found, like, a long-lost birth certificate or something.
That also has happened in Spain. That happens. All the things, because all the... So Spain, during the revolution, they used to take people out of houses and put them in other people's houses so people would find birth certificates.
You know, that's crazy to contemplate. I'm sure it's happened, but the reality now exists that, like, you could accidentally unravel your entire sense of being and identity with a Google search. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, wow.
It is crazy. Also, what's crazy to me, not everyone knows how to hide the evidence. They're not Italian, apparently, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tragically not Italian, so.
It's okay. Not everyone's perfect. It's okay.
I know.
How do you find out someone is not Italian? Like, what's the dead giveaway?
How do I tell someone's not Italian?
Yeah.
Oh, they trust people.
They trust people? Okay.
Yeah.
Then, Elizabeth, you might be Italian.
We can't see Elizabeth now. You're hearing this, so you don't know that we her laptop camera is not working, and I was suspicious as soon as I found that out.
That's true. But, you know,
I've met Elizabeth. I know that she's not catfishing us. I promise. I've met her before in person.
I am also.
Orvis, who knows? Who knows what she's doing? Is she sitting there bagging up drugs right now without us knowing?
You got me. I've been on so much TikTok now learning about side hustles that I'm just like, this is it. This is what I'm going to do with my life.
She's like, quote unquote, bad medicine. Bad medicine. Thing. Okay.
Yeah.
We see.
Yeah. I took that very literally. Everyone else thinks it's just like a bit and it's just like the name of a sketch group. Like, no, it's a business.
That's my side hustle.
Wow.
It's bad medicine, but not the fentanyl bad. That's bad.
Yeah. It's just coke.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's only the fun things, you know, nothing that's like devastating.
You know, you need to have bad medicine needs to have your own brand of weed products.
That's the dream. That's when we've known that we've made it.
Every other asshole's doing that.
That would really be embracing our DC identity, actually. We've always kind of like wanted to stay away from being too DC focused, but actually, yeah, we could do that.
That's the DC thing we can get behind.
We could even start like bad medicine ketamine therapy. Let's do it.
You could have the chairs in the back of the thing.
Yeah.
Getting ketamine therapy. Wouldn't get many laughs. So
yeah.
Cut into the
we'll
laughs.
Just wrap people in blankets and tell them jokes and hope it cures their depression. It won't, but we'll
there
charge them for it.
You know, we all need to make a TikTok about that. You'll go viral. Okay. Next one. The craziest one. Okay. This one. Got drunk, cawed, throw up on me. This was New Year's Eve. So I think it's the brother got drunk, threw up on me. This was New Year's Eve. Do you ever have anyone throw up on you?
No.
I can't say that I have, but I've gotten really pooped on by a bird once. So it feels kind of similar.
Was it a holiday or was it just
really
like a day?
When you got pooped on?
I was literally biking through Adams Morgan in D.C., and I literally felt like someone threw something at me and I just got bird pooped right on my chest. And I was like, wow, should I just go home? Anyways.
So what did you do about it? What did you do about it with the poop?
I was on my way to an improv rehearsal and I really had to be there. So I just had an undershirt and I just took off my jacket and I just went in the bathroom and like tried to clean myself off. And I was just like, everyone stay away from me. I might have bird poop all over me. So that was my day. And I was like just getting to know these people too. So it was really awkward.
It's such a testament to your commitment to improv in such an absurd way that you were like, I was just ethically shit on in the street, but I still came for this.
Yeah. Like, at high speed. Cause I was on a bike. Like it was like high, it was a high speed
splat.
But anyways, yeah.
It probably wasn't personal. It was probably just wrong location, wrong time.
Yeah, perfect location, perfect time.
Okay.
You know?
Wow. And then did the jacket smell in the bag? I'm just so curious of the aftermath.
Oh, yeah. It went straight to the laundry, for sure.
You kept the jacket?
Yeah. I was able to, like, scrape it off, you know? And I really liked the jacket, too. So, anyways... What an anecdote to start out with.
Well, it's a good luck jacket.
Yeah. I'll probably get married in it.
Well, that's the thing. Wear it to the Misfit Variety Show, so then we can get good luck on it.
Okay.
All right. So wait. But look back to this thing though. They got drunk. The brother got drunk. So did you ever get drunk with your siblings? Family parties, everyone drinks. It always ends up in a fight. Everyone fighting with each other. Do you guys have any drink with your siblings?
Yes, I have some half siblings that are about like 18 years older than me. So it took me a while to catch up to being, 21. So I saw them a lot as like a kid. But then once I was like, oh yeah, I'll have a glass of wine. Then I realized how much wine everyone was drinking at every party. And yeah, it usually ends up with my parents fighting with somebody. It's usually my parents. My parents are the fighters in the family.
Oh, your parents. So they get on some, are they nagging someone and the person flips out, or they just get in a fight, getting mad at someone?
I think they always have like a baseline level of anger towards each other. Like it's never fully gone, And then it's just kind of like, why did you decide to use those plates? Yeah. And so it's usually that. And then it kind of like snowballs plus the alcohol into something.
I love it. And from the outside, everyone's like, why are you upset about the plates? But it has nothing to do about the plates.
No way. It's never about the plates.
Elizabeth, I don't know if you're going to tell us the truth. Have you gotten drunk with your sibling? I can't see your face to see if you're lying.
So I have never gotten drunk with my siblings. I come, in contrast to your deep Italian roots, I come from the other side of Europe and the teetotaling north, where it's just a lot of repressed feeling and just a lot of people who don't drink and who just like channel all of their anxiety into like sparkling water and lemonade a lot. But I am now that I am an adult living on my own, I do proudly consider myself to be a mostly functional alcoholic. And I do sometimes get drunk. No, it's true. I
questions here.
Nothing wrong with that. I said functional, Bethany. I'm still getting it all done. But while they are not my siblings, I have been known to come home and sing to my pets. So there is a video out there somewhere of me doing like a full on, very intoxicated rendition of Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball.
Whoa.
Like to a dog named Stella. But I was in tune the whole time, and I think Stella was very into it.
That's beautiful.
How did you know Stella was into it?
She was just sort of very relaxed in my arms, even as I was sort of swinging her around in the room and like getting like very into the chorus in her face. She did have back problems. So it's very possible that she was just unable to escape my grasp. Okay. But I prefer to think that it was that she truly loved me and loved being serenaded at 2 o'clock in the morning with a Miley Cyrus song.
Did you at least give her a treat or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good.
I think she got pizza crust.
Okay. Wow. Wait, so you're from England? Is that where your heritage is from?
Oh, I think if there was a place you could go where people were even more pale than that, that those would be my people. It's like England, Scotland. It's like, where does the sun not touch?
Wow. So that's mad. Do you have your camera not on because you're afraid the rays are going to give you a sunburn from the late night TV? I said late night, whatever.
No, truthfully, it's like that is a legitimate technology glitch. But even when it is functioning, it is the lighting has to be so well calibrated so that I don't look like a ghost who is just haunting the internet.
Mm. I look like a ghost. I'm very pale. I also don't have a light here, so I look kind of blue, but oh well.
You have a flush, though. You have a healthy flush. You look like a living, breathing person who's just, like, living your life to the fullest. Whereas I look like I either emerged from a mine or, like, have been locked away, like, with sickly Victorian children or something.
You say sickly Victorian children as it, like, fits you like a glove.
I could like cough gently into the microphone. I'll make it to the end of the podcast, I swear.
But will you? We're not sure. It will you?
I don't know. I could go at any moment.
Or if we hear, we hear the police sirens, then we know that someone's come for you to get you whatever you're bagging on the other end of this call. Okay.
Hey, I do live in Trinidad.
You never know. Okay, here's another one. Oh my God, talk about the drink. This is for you. A Mormon family alcohol-free cruise. This is the craziest thing they've ever done. And I agree. A Mormon family alcohol-free cruise. Tropical paradise with virgin cocktails.
Ugh. Are there Mormon cruises with alcohol?
What a bummer. I guess not. I guess that's how they do it.
Wow, that sounds awful.
It's just weird that they felt necessary to include that detail. Or are they not a Mormon person? And they're going on cruise?
I guess they made it like, oh yeah, fun in paradise with tropical cocktails, like it was a good thing.
Oh,
that sounds like a death sentence to me.
Yeah,
the Mormon part, the cruise part, or the tropical cocktails part?
It can't be the tropical cocktails. It's just juice.
Yes, tropical cocktails. Well, the thing, yes. The alcohol-free part is what gets me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mormons, whatever. I have conspiracy theory people in my family, and I feel like Mormons, them, I don't know, people who think things that are weird, I don't know, what do? The golden tablets or whatever they dug up from a tree. Whatever they want to think, that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I got people thinking that there's cults happening under pizza shops in my family, so I don't judge.
Yeah.
But the alcohol-free thing seems like a torture. To me.
Would you join the Mormon church if alcohol was featured more prominently in their religion?
I don't got time for that shit.
Okay.
I gotta go to church then, right? I already got the Catholics breathing down my neck.
I don't even know. I don't know where in Mormonism you draw the line between like where like the faith day to day and like where the church fits into it. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I think it's all day. All day you're thinking about church.
They just lost me at no caffeine. I don't even care about like the foundations of their beliefs. I'm just like, I can't drink coffee. No.
Wait a minute.
I want no part of your business.
This is unbelievable.
And isn't there caffeine in chocolate?
Yes.
Like you can't have chocolate.
Wait a minute.
I know.
So we're talking about no alcohol. Now we're talking about no coffee?
No coffee, yeah. No alcohol. Can you imagine?
No, what like, if
you
I don't think they have any, alcohol? Yeah.
If you want
like to stimulants
in your coffee, forget it. You're done. You can't roll with those people.
I bet you they cheat. They're like, oh, look, a tea that's like some sort of gunpowder green tea thing that's like getting them all peppy. Like, it's not coffee. I just steeped it for 20 minutes.
I don't know.
I think it's worse. I think they don't do that. And that's what makes me sad is that they don't even fib it. I think they're really like into it.
Wow. So no caffeine, like not coffee, not tea,
mm-mm.
Not soda. No soda?
No, I don't think so.
Just water and tropical cocktails.
Yeah.
Wow, my family. Yeah.
Actually, my parents might make great Mormons now that I think about it. If they could get on board with like the belief system, they could
Have
do
you ever
it.
Tried to make your family be alcoholics like you? Did you ever try to share your charms and skills?
No. I tried once. My dad, ironically, was the first one to let me try beer, but he almost intentionally drank bad beer, I think, or maybe he just didn't know, but he was like, here's beer. You should try this. You're going to hate it. And then I was like, yeah, this is terrible. And then, you know, I didn't. That was a lie. And now, like I said, I am the only really big drinker in my family. So I'm not even a big drinker. I'm just a big drinker relative to like not to, like a family of non-drinkers.
Right. But you're also a functional alcoholic too.
Yeah, but I say functional alcoholic and I mean like I have a glass of wine a day.
Oh, that's most just called getting through life. That's
yeah, and then the occasional intermittent like wild night where I come home and sing Miley Cyrus to a dog. You know, it's yeah. We've all happened.
It seems
it's
like you're a normal person. You're being hard on yourself with this functional alcoholic.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying.
I'm a Midwestern WASP. That's the upbringing. That's the vibe. That's the brand.
The brand. Midwest. I didn't know there were Midwest. I don't know anything about the Midwest. So I just assume, I don't know. They're all
very few Italians. If you want to be offended, by Italian food come to the Midwest. And I don't mean like Chicago. I mean like Central Iowa.
That sounds intense. Do they have alcohol there, though?
They have alcohol, but I mean, it's not enough alcohol, and it's not a good enough kind of alcohol to like make a bad cannoli go away. You know,
they're soggy. I bet they're soggy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
My god.
They're soggy.
That's offensive to my people.
Yeah. There's no attempt at diversity of flavor in those. Like, there's no pistachio. There's nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
It's just, they're usually like vacuum sealed in a styrofoam little plate at a grocery store.
Wow.
Or they're frozen.
Well, you know, I complain about my family. It's looking better and better. We have alcohol. We have cannolis. Okay. We fucking yell at each other, but at least, you know, I can eat. Mm-hmm. It's great having you two here. So glad you're here. We all have, the thing is, the moral of the story is we all have crazy families. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
In our own special way. So tell people, where can they come find you guys? Where can they come do whatever they do on the internet?
We are at Bad Medicine. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok. We are at Bad Medicine Comedy. That's all. Bethany, what day is our show, or do you want to keep this evergreen?
Oh, yeah. I already said the date but earlier, so I'll say it again.
It'll go up before then.
Okay. So you can also follow DC Improv. That's where we have about 4 main stage shows a year. The next one will be September 26th. And you can find me at Bethany's All Right on Instagram and TikTok, but I'm not very good at that.
We also teach sketch writing classes at DC Improv, and we host sketch night there every other month. And I am at Kemptacular on both TikTok and Instagram.
Okay. All right. Well, go look for you there. I mean, so we could see you. We'll see you in person, Elizabeth. We can meet you and see what you look like. That's right.
Just look for the flash of blinding white light.
Okay. All right. I'm like, is it Jesus Reborn or is it Elizabeth Kemp?
Nope, it's Elizabeth coming out of the bathroom. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you to everyone who has made this podcast possible. Thank you to Ani Mercutian for editing, Edward Silla at Radio Misfits Podcast Network, Maddie McLennan for making the podcast art. And of course, thank you to my fellow Misfits for supporting art that helps support us. So thank you, and we'll see you soon.
The preceding was a presentation of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Find our other great shows on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at RadioMisfits.com. Thank you.